This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Russian president has said that he is looking forward to his upcoming visit to India early December and meeting with his dear friend and Russia's trustworthy partner, Prime Minister Modi, speaking at the 2025 Valdai Discussion Club meeting in Sochi. President Putin reaffirmed Moscow's long-standing trust in New Delhi and described Prime Minister Modi as a very reasonable, wise leader, strongly oriented toward the interests of his nation. He praised special relations with India rooted in historical ties dating back to the Soviet era, noting that current trade turnover between the two countries falls short of its true potential. President Putin also emphasized the need to build effective, mutually beneficial trade ties. He said the focus now must be on resolving key issues in order to unlock greater opportunities. The government has invited public feedback on the Draft Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2025. The draft rules provide for the regulatory framework for recognition, categorization and registration of online games, promotion of online social games and e-sports, including powers and functions of the Online Gaming Authority of India. The Electronics and IT Ministry, in a statement, informed that feedback and comments on the draft rules may be submitted by email at ogrules.consultation@meity.gov.in by 31st of this month. It added that the feedback shall not be disclosed to anyone at any stage. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will transfer an amount of 10,000 rupees each into the bank accounts of 25 lakh women beneficiaries today under the recently launched Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana. Introduced ahead of the Bihar Assembly elections, the scheme aims to make women economically self-reliant and empower them financially and to check migration to other regions. According to the Rural Development Department, women whose businesses run successfully under the scheme will be provided additional assistance of up to 2 lakh rupees. The state government has fixed 14 dates between October and December this year for the transfer of the 10,000 rupees as an assistance amount every Friday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched this scheme virtually on the 26th of last month. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall to extremely heavy rainfall in Bihar today. Normal life has been severely disrupted in several parts of Bihar following continuous rain over the past 24 hours in the state. More from our correspondent.
Heavy rainfall has been recorded in several districts of the state, including Patna, Nawada, Arwal, Jamui, Shekhpura, Darbhanga, Supaul, Samastipur and Saharsa. Waterlogging has occurred at several places due to incessant rains. On Vijayadashmi, Ravan Dahan programs were affected and rain water also entered puja pandals at several places yesterday. The continuous downpour has also brought down the temperature, increasing the feeling of cold. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Leh district of Ladakh Union Territory, all schools from kindergarten to upper primary school have been reopened. The Leh district magistrate has granted the permission in this regard, along with the plying of minibuses and other vehicles for public transport after 9 days of imposition of Bharat Nyaya Samhita Section 163 since 24th of last month. However, the authorities have made clear in its order about the continuous enforcement of 163 section of BNSS, and people are advised to adhere to the provisions of the section. At least 2 people were killed and several others injured in a mass stabbing and vehicle ramming attack outside Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation in Manchester, UK on Yom Kippur. Police shot dead a third man believed to be the attacker. Authorities declared the incident a terrorist attack. India condemned the terror attack and expressed solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom in this moment of grief. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said India's thoughts and prayers are with the victims, their families and the city of Manchester. In cricket, India will resume its first innings at an overnight score of 121 for 2 against West Indies in the first test of 2-match series at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.